This is Ian Dable. Cambridge 105
Radio. Here it is, the big purple thing.
It's a really bright, vibrant purple.
It is.
Which I was. Am I allowed to touch it?
Yes, of course you are. Yeah.
I can see why people thought it was fun, because it's all this fabric connecting the bits and it stretches and it forms these curves.
Yeah.
The halls of Murray Edwards College in winter are dark and echoey and lined with artwork. One lower side corridor looks out onto a big fountain and is entirely given over to a single art exhibition.
So yeah. would you maybe sit in this space here?
Yeah, you could sit in the space there. You could see it in the space there.
I'm with the artist, Elena Coloni, sitting on top of something, made of purple fabric, 2 meters across in each direction. It lies flat on the ground in some places and stands vertically in others. It's designed so that you can fold and unfold a number of triangular sides, like origami, creating a new overall shape with each change. When I first arrive, I think this is the sculpture project I've come to see. It's a totally abstract piece of geometry. At first glance, I think it's meaningless. As I speak to Elena, I realize what I've sat on is actually just a prop that she used as part of the real project, something she undertook by meeting dozens of other people over the past year.
So I made a sculpture. And that sculpture is a foldable sculpture. So I would go out with my sculpture on a trolley to meet a parent who would have offered their contribution to the project. So I would take the sculpture to a place they would suggest. And it was generally on the school run. And then once we'd be there, we'd open up the sculpture. And the sculpture takes different... it sort of opens up in different ways.
How did people react to the prop?
They were so happy about kind of moving it around with me and opening it up. And because they saw it first, when I got there, it was all folded into a, it was like a square parcel. They wouldn't know what it was. And I didn't obviously tell them I'm going to come with a foldable sculpture, because that would have not been useful at all. So so they thought they needed to help me to do something, so that they would help me to unpack this thing. And then they would go, oh, what do I do? And I would say, well, I don't know, what do you think you can do? And so then, okay, I'll open it. And they'll say, oh, that's nice, I like it. Okay. Oh, can I fold it that way? And then can I fold it the other way? And is it sturdy enough for me to sit on it? And after that kind of conversation that was really to do with the actual prop, we would look at it and, oh, it really looks really nice. Oh, it looks like this, it looks like that. And it was very much about doing something with these... in that particular moment, in that particular place, and creating our own place.
Over and over again, she would take the suitcase prop out on these walks with strangers. They would find a significant space, open the sculpture, and sit on it.
It then became like a place where we could actually have a conversation at that point. I call them intra-places.
Elena has a PhD from Central St. Martin's College in London, and sometimes talks like a scientist. She uses phrases like intraplaces and ecofeminism. That's why her aim here wasn't to build a beautiful sculpture, but instead to speak to people face to face and learn from what they have to say. The prop here is the conversational icebreaker, the place to sit, and also a way for the two of them to communicate without words. It's a similar idea to a psychological tool called the Lowenfeld box.
The Margaret Lowenfeld mosaic box. In the box, there are shapes, geometric shapes, that people would be asked to take out and use to create whatever they wanted to create. The reason was to give a tool to children to actually express themselves beyond words. And of course, then the box was also used after the Second World War with adults who had difficult experiences during the war.
Elena reinvented this box as her prop and used it to try to communicate through the way you can unpack it. All of her participants were mothers or fathers, and she met them in places they often travelled through with their children. She hoped to learn how in our minds, the places we care about are linked to the people we care about.
So we would be sitting down like that, mainly it would be in green spaces. We've mostly chosen green spaces on the school run, parks near school where they would stop maybe on the way back or things like that. And it did feel very much like kind of being a little bit away from everything else that happened there once we were on that one. It's like magic.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of defining what we were there for in that particular moment. So not just a physical space, it sort of put you, I think, in a particular frame of mind to be able to then do whatever you want to do. Hmm. And I guess, and the one thing I'm going to say is that the first question was always, where is home?
The ultimate goal was to start dialogues between people about these important people and places.
This was very much to do with sort of getting to meet mothers with very different, and fathers, with very different experiences of place with their children. Of course, with what happens nowadays in society and the fact that we all move around quite a lot. I mean, if we talk about, of course, the huge wave of migration that is happening nowadays from poorer countries, of course, that's an amazing, not in good terms, but I'm just saying overwhelming situation that goes on that can't be ignored. And of course, these people might have had to leave whatever they had behind, and they will have to find a way of relating to new places they meet and where they settle.
These are the kind of things she spoke to strangers about over the past year. A project where the result is the conversations that were had. But we don't get to see what was spoken. That stays private.
The idea of the conversation and the fact that I'm not going to disclose the conversation, I'm not really going to transcribe the conversation, also means that this is very private, intimate, and it's also a way for me to take care of it. This is a very precious content.
It makes for kind of an empty corridor down here in Murray Edwards College. As I look around, there's not much here. And what's displayed is less art, more art's fossilized footprint. There's the prop in the corner. Here, a small collage of still images of it unfolded.
Here, you've taken pictures and you've cut the people out of them.
Basically,
right?
Yeah.
And here, a series of pictures of grass, each with the distance around the Earth written out in a different measurement.
It's okay, I'll just read it to you. I can't read this number, can you? So that is 33928.580645 barley corns away. Meaning that if you go that many barley corns away,
you come back to yourself.
You come back to yourself.
The exhibit, called And Encounter, was shown at Murray Edwards College from the 20th of October to the 7th of January. Elena Cologne will be continuing this work in the future with a new prop and a new question.